Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we finish out a week. And my goodness, nothing's better than Conference Saturday. But there is a good of the day. What is the good of the day?
Oh, there's two goods of the day. Did you say two goods or two good of the day? I don't know.
Two good of the day.
Pluralized girl.
Good. Sure,
whatever. One literally just came in like 2 minutes ago.
Which is?
The NFL, Roger Goodell, is going to hand out 7,500 or is going to allow bring in 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers, and they're going to receive free Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah, well, might as well. No one else is going to the Super Bowl. Good for him.
Yep.
That's a good idea.
And then I guess, you know, the NFL also announced that they're going to, there's going to be special mentions throughout the game, you know, probably via commercial, via, you know, that long 2 minute spot that always comes right after halftime. Probably would
bong,
be
bong, bong, bong. Thank you, workers. Thank you, nurses.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But that's a good gesture.
That's a good
gesture. But I love how you said vaccinated healthcare workers.
Yeah, make sure that you throw in vaccinated. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So By the way, real quick, is anybody checked in on the Super Bowl, the Never Miss a Super Bowl gang?
Oh, I don't know.
The guys that have gone to all 54 Super Bowls, and how are they getting to this one?
I saw this. I'm not sure about that, but this will be the first Super Bowl ever where they don't have paper tickets.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. Because I remember, I remember seeing the tickets because they have holograms on them and all of that.
Yeah, they're not doing paper tickets this year. It's probably...
That stinks.
I guess what, blasted to your phone? Tied to your email address?
I hope they give you something cool to remember going to the Super Bowl by.
They should.
Right?
They should. God, I hope so.
That'd be good. Good
Especially
for Roger Goodell.
This year.
He gets a lot of flack, but this is pretty good. Yeah, 7,500
workers. That's good. But the original good, the standing good, was Dan Campbell.
The Lions, the
new
head
Lions
coach?
Head coach, had his press conference yesterday. And you know what? I'm ready to run through a wall for this guy.
Uh-oh.
Here you go. You ready? Obviously, it didn't sound like you didn't hear this yesterday. So
no.
you're gonna love this, Tony.
This place has been kicked, it's been battered, it's been bruised, and I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't, none of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that, so excuse my language. All right, here's what I do know, is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city, all right, and the city's been down, and it found a way to get up. All right. It's found a way to overcome adversity. All right. And so this team's going to be built on we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right. And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right. And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap. And we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing. All right, that's going to be the mentality.
Wow,
you're ready.
Did he have a cold?
I think
seemed
it's
to be sniffling.
I don't know if that's internet too.
Oh, okay, little internet
via Zoom.
Yeah, that's very good. I like the way he said, "I'm not going to give you cliches," and then threw in four or five cliches in that speech. But the biting of the kneecaps is pretty good. That's pretty good.
I mean,
you know what? Call me cynical. I'm sorry. You're still the coach of the Lions, and that's awesome that you feel like that will be what you'll do. But I've heard things like that many times of people who have gone to Detroit. If you can change it, God bless you. I hope you do. I feel bad for that fan base.
You mean that speech is going to get Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson to suit up again?
Yeah, yeah. But that is – I like the way he said that, though. Like, he said, listen, I like the way he related it to the city, right? Because the city has taken its lumps and is bouncing back. I like the way he did that. And I like the way he was like the kneecap thing was pretty good. I thought that was a pretty good way to do it. So Dan Campbell, that's a very good introductory speech.
Yeah.
Because listen, let's be honest. when you are hired as a head coach and you go to that initial press conference where you're what are you supposed to say without you going to cliche? There's nothing else to say but cliches.
Right.
You don't know what your roster is going to look like. You don't know what your players are going to do. You barely know you don't know your schedule order. You know the teams you're going to play. You have nothing. Like there's no way you don't give solid answers as to who's your quarterback's going to be. Like I saw, Robert Saleh is not committing to Sam Darnold. Why would he commit to Sam Darnold? He just got there 10 seconds ago. Let him evaluate everything, right, before he makes that kind of decision. And the introductory press conference is not where you do it. So what else can you give the press other than cliched answers?
No, honestly, when you look at like all the coaches that just got hired, there's only one coach that needs to commit to their quarterback, and that's the Chargers coach.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody else is open.
Yeah, everyone. I mean, even I'm sorry, Falcons, but even Matt Ryan is up for debate at this point because he's got an aging quarterback who maybe he's the issue. I don't know.
You see that Nick Sirianni got hired as the Eagles coach?
Yes.
Yeah, the offensive coordinator for the Colts. I don't know if that's a good hire for the Eagles or if the Eagles wanted somebody with a little bit more punch than that.
All I know is that Josh Daniels had a 9 to 10 hour interview.
And they didn't hire him. Listen, I'm not bagging on Sirianni. I don't know much about him other than he was the Colts. He worked with the Chargers for a bit, and I think he worked with Kansas City. So I don't know much about him to rip the hire. Maybe he's fantastic, diamond in the rough. Maybe people on the inside know more than I do. But if you're just an atypical Eagles fan, you get up, you go to your job, you follow the Eagles, you don't follow much else around the league in terms of assistance. How do you jump up and down with this one? Maybe you just go, well, a lot of teams have hired guys I never heard of and gone on to do well. We'll see. But this Eric Bieniemy's got to be the coaching for Houston, right? Like the only reason Houston hasn't hired a coach yet is they're just waiting for Eric Bieniemy's season to be over. Isn't that what they're doing here?
You hope. I mean, at this point, I don't know, because he was at the top of the list, wasn't he?
Right.
I mean, as far as I can tell, then everyone came up with different excuses. I don't know what the issue is.
Yeah. All right. Well, good for Dan Campbell. That was a very good good.
Yeah.
All right. What's the bad of the day?
Well, the bad of the day sometimes isn't really bad. It's just an awkward moment.
Okay.
And this awkward moment came post-game yesterday between Shaq and Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, right. Let's get this going.
Where Shaq, tried a motivation technique.
All right.
Good to Donovan Mitchell. Yeah. Here it is.
You are one of my favorite players, but you don't have what it takes to get to the next level. I said it on purpose. I wanted you to hear it. What do you have to say about that?
All right. That's it.
That's it?
All right. That's it.
Okay, cool.
I've been hearing that since my rookie year. You know, I'm just going to get better and do what I do.
Good.
At the end of the day.
Well, that's what I wanted you to hear you say. Yes, love your game, brother. Keep it up.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I think, Spider, with Al Candy.
I couldn't agree. I think that's the greatest answer to that nonsense I have ever heard.
I don't. What's the point?
Shaquille O'Neal doesn't think I can make it to the next level. I should go home and cry. Shaquille O'Neal.
No, I should hit the gym and work harder.
I should go to
harder.
The gym every day because Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq is a great guy. Don't get me wrong. Shaq's a great player.
Him.
He's a champion. I love him. But you don't make it to the NBA unless you're working hard. You cannot be an NBA player unless you are already working hard. Maybe you got to work a little more. I get it. But you've got to believe in yourself. And the idea that Shaq believed in his comments, he was so narcissistic to think that Donovan Mitchell would take something out of what he says.
Yeah.
That he read the room wrong. He read the room wrong. Donovan Mitchell is too young to be concerned about what an aging Shaquille O'Neal behind a desk thinks about him.
But what I love about it is he didn't answer it like a young kid. You know, I mean, he could have came back and like, well, I don't agree with you, and get into like a little spat with Shaq.
Yeah, no, he's
but
like, whatever.
But first he was like, all right.
Yeah.
And then he says, you know, then he just came back and goes, I've been hearing that my whole life.
Sure.
Yet I'm here.
Right, I'm here. I'm a budding superstar.
I'm an all-star.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what taking it to the next level. Maybe it means that I'm not the one to take the Jazz to the NBA Finals, that I need to go find me two other great players like a LeBron James or an Anthony Davis or James Harden in order to get there, because that seems to be the model now.
Does Shaquille O'Neal think, and this is really asking, this is no sarcasm, this is really asking, does Shaquille O'Neal think that, like, when he says these things, everyone in the NBA is running around talking about, to like, hey, man, Shaq called you out. Shaq called you out. He said you're not next level. Yeah, Shaq said this. Shaq said that. Shaq said, or do players go, I don't care. I don't even watch that thing he's on.
No, that's the thing. It's like, For me, I love watching Shaq. Shaq is a natural born entertainer.
Great entertainer.
And, you know, I mean, even in movies, I love him in movies. He's funny. He knows how to act.
Yeah.
And, you know, but when you see him when he goes on these talk shows and stuff like that, he feels like he's a great guy to have a beer with.
Yeah, he does. He really does. And but
this part, this motivation technique, because that's the only thing I can call it, I don't know what it is.
I don't think it works.
No.
It works. There's two. Yeah.
Not with these guys. I mean, maybe you can find like a kid who's sitting on the bench and say it to him, and maybe that motivates him to work harder, but not someone like Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, great. All right, so what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is a strange story, Tony, about a woman who was declared dead in 2017, but she is very much alive.
Okay, she must have been missing.
No,
she couldn't have been a corpse.
No, she was not a corpse. She's from France, by the way, and this all stems from a colossal error that came up in a long legal battle with a disgruntled employee of a company that she used to run. And I'm just going to read it for you. This employer or employee was seeking compensation for a job she lost 2 decades ago. The former worker apparently told the court that she had died because she had not answered her letters. Pouchain's lawyers, Pouchain is the name of the woman, says the appeals court of Lyon simply took the plaintiff's word without giving them a hearing, officially declaring her dead, invalidating her driver's license and other documents, and closing her bank account.
That's the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. So, you know what? Of all the dumbs that we've had on the show in almost 3 years, that's the stupidest. They just took this woman's word for it because she wasn't answering letters back?
Yes. So for 4 years, she's been trying to fight that she is alive.
Unbelievable.
And has not been able to convince the courts that she is alive.
It says here she did not return the letters. What would we expect? You did not answer this woman's letter, so we thought you died. And we just went off and closed everything for you and made your life hard. But what else would you do? I don't know. If there was such thing as a telephone or something like that, I guess we could have talked to you through that. But we don't know. You don't answer letters, so...
That's
ridiculous.
I might be off by years, but she hasn't left the house in years because she's in fear that they're just going to come and take it.
Listen, I get calls on my phone a lot from numbers I don't recognize,
right,
and they go to voicemail. Can you imagine if it was a company that was like trying to get a hold of me for whatever reason? Maybe I haven't paid a bill or something, and they literally were like, "Well, he's dead. He doesn't pick up his phone."
Right.
We've tried him 60 times,
everything,
and he doesn't answer, so he's dead. So freeze his account and just call it a day for his life. That's ridiculous. That's incredible.
I mean, I can't even...
That's incredible.
How do you not go, like, you just walk into a court one day and go, yeah, y'all just called me dead?
Just do one thing. Just make one extra step other than taking that woman's word for it. It's incredible.
Or just, right. I mean, but the fact that 4 years you can't prove that you're alive, even though you probably have done everything humanly possible
to
say,
true,
I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, go to the original judge. Say, look, I'm standing right here.
That is crazy. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. All right. Mike Tannier is going to join us. We'll talk AFC, NFC championship games as we continue. It is Wake Up Call.